Whatever. I'm Bill.
I'm Brian.
Our special guest, John.
I'm Christopher.
Great. And these are some of the shows we like. We're back on the boat.
We are back on the boat.
Basically the only time we do this now.
Pretty much. We've pretty well hit everything around us.
No, we haven't.
Yes, we have. We've hit everything around us. There is no soda that we don't know in a 500-mile radius of Wisconsin.
That's
false.
Not true.
We've done maybe 10% of the selection of the grocery stores that I can walk to.
Also, you have to do the sellout mainstream sodas.
Yeah, we
have. I was going to say, have you guys done, like, Sprite or Diet Coke?
The first episode ever was Cranberry Serumist, but that's the only...
That's not, like, Coke Classic.
Hey, to be fair, Mug is not exactly...
Oh, we did Mug Root Beer? That's pretty...
Mug Cream.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
And Bob told a heck of a story in that episode, because that was Bob's farewell episode, because he moved.
And good riddance. Actually, I don't know Bob,
I cannot imagine you would get along
with Bob. Bob is the guy that I really wanted you to meet.
Oh, yeah, you said that we would probably just, like, kill everything around us.
You'd either have fun scheming together or just explode.
I'm a solo schemer.
So is Bob. But sometimes that works out. So, since Christopher is, once again, our esteemed guest, he gets to pick his poison.
Oh, good. What's the worst thing up there?
We don't know,
actually. Those shandies probably are pretty...
Yeah, those shandies are probably going to be
the big bottle.
Killer. The bottle of great seems troubling, too, though.
Bottle of great.
Yeah, the bottle of great.
The bottle of great?
Yes.
Oh, great.
There's a bottle of great.
Great! Oh, excuse me. Your daily great performance boost.
Oh, no.
Ginseng drink.
Can I...
Energy, vitality, power, endurance.
Can I change the label on Man Better Gaming to Your Daily Great?
You should. G-R-A-T-E.
Cool.
Guys, just in case you're wondering, this has no artificial colorings, no artificial flavorings, and no artificial sweetness. So this
that's a terrifying color for that to be.
Color is all natural, all real, and all yours.
Yeah, that's a color that could only be natural.
Also,
this is a good video.
I want you to know, because you have the bottle right now, look how chill that ginseng root is looking. Just like, what's up?
Ginger Goose like,
now I want to see the bottle.
Yeah. You can't see the
bottle. It sounds great.
Do you guys want me to read this thing?
You might as well.
Great ginseng contains ginseng root extract from original Korean Panax ginseng. One bottle equals one daily dose corresponding to 300 milligrams of ginseng.
Oh.
Great ginseng boosts your energy, vitality, performance, and endurance. I am going to dock them a point right off the bat because they didn't use an Oxford comma.
They did not. That is unfortunate. Although, to be fair, they are Danish. And there is no Oxford in Denmark.
There's no Oxford on this boat either.
Are you sure?
No.
All right.
That
so
is a soda. Something about Europe that Brian's not sure about? This is a great episode.
That is a soda for Great Danes.
Okay.
Thanks, Brian.
All right. who wants this? What do we? Yeah, I'm gonna give this to Bill so the radio knows.
Efficient. Sort of, kind of.
That was a syrupy open, I would say.
Yeah, it's kind of slightly squirty.
Sure. Only technically carbonated.
All right. So
I put that table there so we wouldn't set glasses on it.
Everybody yells at me for pouring bad.
Pouring poorly, would you say?
No, pouring bad. That's how bad it is.
Poorly.
Oh, give him more than that.
You will drink.
Thank you, Brian.
You will drink your daily great.
I mean, this is like a single serving bottle, so I think we'll be okay to split it four ways and not totally die.
I'm also thinking of the audience.
Give me more. I am thirsty. I need my daily great.
Splash for the audience.
Alright.
Give it the nose.
Oh, it gives it back.
That,
it sure does.
It smells like ginseng.
Yeah.
It's ginseng-y.
With a little bit of...
It wants to ginseng you a song.
There's something else in there.
It's like ginseng and ginger ale or something.
Yeah.
Well, there's definitely
ginger in there. It's not just a... Oh, you know what? Can I see that Daily Grape real quick? Let me see.
Something about this
troublesome. Give me an ingredient list.
It's good. Should.
No?
Oh, here we go. Sure. Purified carbonated water.
Sure.
Sucrose. Yeah.
Yeah.
Honey.
Okay.
Oh. Extract of Korean ginseng.
Mm-hmm.
Extract of ginger. So, yeah.
Oh.
There you go. Flavorings.
Oh, right.
Just the word flavorings.
other flavorings.
color. Caramel. Oh, so wait, hold on. What the fuck?
It says no artificial color.
It says no artificial color, but natural color. Yeah,
natural
we got
color.
That.
Be careful with my clamato.
I got it.
All right. Acidity regulator.
That's probably
good. A buffer solution.
Yeah. Antioxidant. Preservatives. Caffeine. Caffeine is an ingredient. All right.
And Europe gives us shit for crappy labeling, but
flavorings.
Yeah.
To flavorings.
And I have the dregs of this.
You need to get a bit of this.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you want
get here
dregs,
late, you don't show up on time.
Damn it.
Eric gets the bottle. You can let David. David was on time. Anyways, yeah,
I want that bottle.
This smells like that list of ingredients.
Yeah.
I can smell the honey. I can smell the ginger.
I can really smell the flavoring.
Yeah.
Flavorings.
Smell the flavoring.
No, I can only smell one of them.
I can smell the acidity reducer or whatever that was called. The buffer solution.
Yeah.
It'd be a great tagline for a soda, smell the flavoring.
And I can smell the animosity to my tardiness.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
That's what
you're
said.
Dead to me.
That's pretty much the story of Eric. This cruise is tardiness.
All right.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. Let's see.
Let's give it the mouth.
That is way sweeter than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
The second ingredient is sucrose and the third one is honey. Why were you not expecting it to be sweet?
I don't know.
No, that's way sweet. And yet, you can taste the ginger, which I appreciate.
Yeah.
Oh.
Non-terrible.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about, Bill. That tastes like medicine. And not like the good flavored medicine, like the crap they used to give you back before they understood how to flavor that stuff.
Not good flavored medicine. What's wrong?
John's going to knock over everything on his walk.
On his walk to be inconspicuous.
Yeah, that's good. Because so I mean, clang, clang. Sorry, clang, clang, clang.
The whole thing's going to be another conversation so it doesn't get caught up in
the absolutely.
Microphone.
Yeah, absolutely. One time, I drank this.
I kind of
fell off of that.
This is the opposite of Stockholm Syndrome. With each sip, it's like, well, I like that less.
I suppose I have only had the one, so.
I'm good, Chris. That's all you, buddy.
Oh, good.
He said to pour more.
I said I was thirsty. Hey, I've got a chaser. I don't know what you're talking about.
This drink is gross. I'm going to have some Clamato.
Clamato, scotch, hot sauce. Love it.
So, I don't know if I'm in the minority here, but I'm actually a fan of this.
It's fine.
You're in the minority here.
Yep.
It's too sweet.
Like, I don't think it's fucking awful.
No.
Can I swear on this?
Yeah.
Thank God. I don't think it's fucking awful, but... No, I haven't listened to your podcast.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Yeah, I don't even bother asking that
anymore. No.
But, I'm not a fan of it.
No. Of the podcast or the drink?
No, the drink. Anyway, I'm a fan of the podcast. I just don't listen to it.
That's the easiest way to stay a fan.
I was going to say, that's actually the majority opinion. Yeah, I really like what you guys are doing.
I like what you guys are doing, and I'm glad you're doing it.
Yeah.
Don't waste my time. All right. No, this is, this is delicious.
Let's dive into analogies here.
Okay.
Who wants to go first?
Oh, starved for one on this.
That's a roaring success.
Okay, now, this drink is that cute girl across the room that nobody else seems to think is cute. But it's like, all right, whatever. I'll make a move. I'll chat her up. And then you don't because, you know, you're me. So
I am you.
You're all right.
That's really great.
Yeah. To further this analogy, same cute girl has been around the room.
Here's the thing. I think it's more likely that with Brian saying that he likes this one, it's the girl that Brian is like, guys, she's really cute, and we're like, what are you talking about? He's like, no, girl, look
at
that girl.
Which one?
She's really cute. Look, he's pointing, and he's emphatic that she is cute. And then we all realize that Brian's not wearing his glasses, and he's pointing at a pile of garbage bags. And we're all like, Brian, that's a pile of garbage bags. He's like, no, she is my true love.
So you think I have a chance then?
It's not even a cute girl, Brian. It's a pile of garbage bags. It kind of looks like a cute girl at first.
It's a cute girl, Brayden. I don't care that you're Christmas.
You have really bad aim. We're sitting next to each other. I just figured he missed. We're virtually indistinguishable.
And he has some glasses on.
So, yeah. I guess that shot didn't make range. What can I say?
Yeah. So I guess, like the David Cross joke, 1 out of 100 times, they're down to fuck on a pile of trash. And if they're Brian, they're just down to fuck a pile of trash.
All right, then.
There you go.
Trash fucking good.
They're daily great.
Anyway. 62.
Alright. No. I kinda feel like I tried a fruit that I've never had before. And it just kinda went, okay. I can't really find this fruit anywhere, and that's fine.
That's probably for the best.
This was okay, but if I had more of them, I'd probably turn on it, so I'd give the thing a 58.
Oh, yeah, numbers. Oh. I'd probably say a 47. I have to dock your points to the Oxford comment, as mentioned earlier.
So, I'm a big ginger fan, as the two listeners of this program might remember.
Into redheads.
Sid, who's
that? Absolutely. So I was excited to get a little taste from Christopher's glass, and, being ooh. But, yeah, so I got hit with a lot of sweetness, a little bit of ginger, and then just the taste from, like, that pink antibiotic crap I used to have to take as a kid. So...
Pepto-Bismol?
No.
That's not an antibiotic.
It's all the
same. I know what he's talking about.
Sure. Yeah, John knows.
But I disagree.
So basically, I was just hit with memories of being sick and almost dying. And that's what this drink reminds me of, so I'm going to give it a 12.
Wow! 12!
You didn't get in the introduction, so you don't get the score. So how about John?
Yeah. That's going to throw the swing off hugely.
This drink is like an overripe banana.
Ooh.
So you buy a bunch of bananas, and there's just the one left. And you're like, well, I like bananas, but this one's been sitting on my counter long enough, and it's probably more brown than I should.
Shut up and let me finish is not the name of this podcast. Interrupt and make a biting point.
Hold on, what are you saying? Are you saying we should make bread out of this soda?
Yes.
See, I would make a smoothie out of it.
I would eat that bread.
Yeah, you could use this as a smoothie base. Because if you use this as a base and then piled various fruits and stuff on it, you could probably make it work. And then poured a lot of scotch into it.
All right, stretch the metaphor around, you assholes.
I'm sorry. My cute girl became a pile of trash. Fuck you.
Usually the asshole isn't what you stretch things around, but
No. But let's say you got one more lunch to bring into work for the week, and the banana's the only thing you could add as some sort of healthy part of the lunch.
Goodness.
No, shut up.
I like
bananas.
Resonate with this scenario. Yeah,
and you like bananas, mm-hmm. but then you go to eat this thing and you're just like, this is all sugar.
and paste.
All like sugar and paste. Goo.
Sugar, goo, and apparently fate that you cannot avoid.
You cannot avoid. And you can't make banana bread with one banana.
Not with that attitude. You never made You've never made a tiny loaf, John?
That's the name of this cruise.
Tiny loaf.
So, but it was still good. So I'll give it a 60.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I think the basis behind this soda is, no, fuck you, you're wrong, but you have the right idea.
Yeah. Right. I think that this soda is, like, on the right track with the ginger and the ginseng and, like, honey and sucrose and stuff like that. Like, this is the right mix of things. I think you could the same set of ingredients in different proportions, maybe with a little something extra or maybe one fewer extra thing, could make a really decent soda. I like a lot of the things this soda is trying to do. They're just bad at it.
Guys, I think I came up with how the name works. This is a soda where if your friend made it and gave it to you and asked you how it was,
like, it's great.
Like, this is great.
This is your daily great.
Yeah.
Keep on trying, buddy.
It might be great.
Yeah. All right.
What is the next batch?
We gave it a 56.75.
That's not bad.
So, great.
It's untrue, but okay.
You're a daily trash fuck.
Clearly.
Whoa.
Hey, you know, it's nice to have hobbies.